2 Timothy 3:16 and 17. All Scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be complete, thoroughly equipped for every good work. Let me read that to you again, verse 17. That the man of God may be complete, thoroughly equipped for every good work. Father in heaven, we pray tonight that you will open up your word to us. And Father, we need you to do that because otherwise it will be closed to us. We won't see it. We won't understand it. Lord, I pray for grace. Help my lips to move and my heart to speak. And bless your word, we pray. Don't let it fall to the ground. Father, it is so precious. We pray your Holy Spirit will take it and implant it in the hearts of your people. And do that, O God, to generate ministry in us and through us. And do that great work, we pray. And we do pray, Father, in faith. And in the name of Jesus Christ, amen. I want to ask you a question tonight that you don't really need to answer. The answer is so obvious, but I'm going to ask it anyways, and it's this. You want it? Here it is. Maybe I shouldn't ask it. It's so obvious. I'm going to do it anyways. Okay, how many of you would like to be used by God in a greater and greater way? I mean, how many of you would like to have a greater and greater influence on people's lives? For good. Yeah, for good. Yeah, absolutely. That's right, because an influence can be good or bad. How many of you want that? I mean, as I say those words, does that kind of generate interest? And do you kind of go, yeah, I'd love to see that kind of thing happen? Does that connect? Uh-huh. Well, I'd like to see that in my life. I'd like to see it in your life. And, I mean, isn't it just wonderful to be used by God? Isn't it? I mean, how many of you have you experienced that? Where God has actually used you to touch somebody and minister to somebody and maybe even bring someone to faith in Jesus Christ. How many of you have experienced anything like that? I mean, isn't it wonderful?
It is.
It is. And, you know, tonight I'm really excited about looking at verse 17 with you because here the Apostle Paul, who's still talking to Timothy, he mentions a third change that studying God's Word brings. A third life change. We remember the first two that we looked at this morning. First of all, studying God's Word brings about what kind of change? Saving change. And then number two, a sanctifying change. That's right. And now we're looking at a third change that God's Word brings, and it's this. It brings about anybody? Anybody? Calvin? An equipping, exactly, bingo, it brings about an equipping change. That's what Paul says here in verse 17, right? Let me just read that again. Here's where we're going. That the man of God, and that expression I think is a technical designation for the preacher. Okay, you look up that expression, man of God, it always seems to be the preacher. But tonight, let's just look beyond that and really just say that it encompasses every believer. That the man of God may be complete, equipped for every good work. And so there it is. Here's where the whole thing is going. Here's where studying the Word of God and allowing the Word of God to have its place and effect in our lives is going. What's the goal? So that, you see that? Verse 17. All Scripture is given, does all these great things, so that you may be what? Thoroughly equipped for every good work. You want to be used by God? You want a good influence on people's lives? Absolutely. Here's where it starts. You've got to be equipped by the Word of God. And tonight we're going to break it down to a couple of parts. First of all, it's this. God's Word will equip you for every good work. That's what it'll do. It will equip you for every good work. And that word that Paul has right there will make you mature. Do you have that in your translation? Complete? perfect. Literally, the word means equipped. It means to be qualified. Okay, so that you will be qualified. In fact, he goes on to say, thoroughly equipped. It's the same word, basically. So that you may be equipped, thoroughly equipped for every good work. So that you will be qualified. Now, what does that mean to be qualified? What does it mean to be qualified? It means that you have everything that you need to do a particular job, right? And what Paul's saying here is that God's Word qualifies you. It makes you ready. It fits you to do a particular thing. And here, it's every good work. Every good work. Okay, so that you may be equipped, thoroughly equipped, for every good work. Qualified. The idea is basic. We know what that is. How many of you have ever had a job interview? Okay? Maybe some of you have had more than one job interview in your life. But you know what it requires, don't you? You go in, and what are they looking for? Qualifications. They want to know what kind of education you have, what kind of experience, why? Because they want to know if you're going to be qualified to do the job. Can you do it? Are you a good fit? And if you have all the qualifications, you get the job. If you don't have the qualifications, you don't get the job. But you got them, you get in. And what Paul's saying here is that we get qualified by doing what? By being in the Word of God. We get qualified for every good work by being in God's Word and letting that Word do what to us? Reprove. What else? Correct. What else? Pardon me? Instruct us in righteousness. One more. In doctrine. Teaching. And you know, as we get into the Word of God and let God's Word have its effect on our lives, we get qualified for every good work. For absolutely every good work. And you know what? That's just the way it happens. And the more you get into God's Word, the more you get it, the more it gets into your life, the more that it shapes and affects and sanctifies your life. Guess what? And this is the exciting part. You give God the opportunity to really use you in a greater and greater way. Because my observation is this, that those who give themselves to the study of God's Word and let God's Word have that sanctifying impact on their lives are the very people that God delights to use in greater and greater ways. You believe that? You say, well, what about the young believer? I mean, doesn't God use him? Yeah, he sure does. In fact, it's a shame to us how much so the Lord uses these kinds of people. I mean, they're just zealous for the Lord, and they are so used by God, and I love that about them. And then the sad thing is that a lot of Christians, when they get older, they get crusty and brittle, and they're not of much use. That should never be the case. I mean, the pattern should be that we're in the Word of God, we're growing, and we're getting sanctified, and we're getting equipped and qualified for every good work of service, right? And it happens. And that's the norm, or should be. That we're in the Word of God and we're getting changed. We become agents of change ourselves. I mean, think about it. Let's say that you get in a car accident. And let's say that you're wheeled through into the emergency ward and somebody comes to you and says, listen, we have to operate on you. Now, you have two choices. We have a first-year medical student, or we have the chief of surgery. Do you have a preference? Who are you going to choose? Chief of surgery. Why? Experience. You know, your chances of survival are way greater, right? And you know what? I think God delights to do that. He loves to take people who've done the hard work, who have interacted with the Word of God, let that Word change their lives, and He just loves to use these people in greater and greater ways of usefulness. I believe that. I mean, when you've got a problem, when you don't know what to do, when you've got an issue, who do you go to? You go to somebody who you know is going to be able to help you, right? Absolutely. I do. I mean, that's just the way that it works. I remember back when I was at seminary, and you know, those of you who are at Bible college can appreciate this. I mean, I'm hoping that this is the case of where you are, that you have access to people who can help you or should be able to. I spent 4 years at seminary with really great men. I had fantastic teachers. And I could go to these men about any theological question, and I could ask them anything. I would just pick their brains, and I just made an annoyance of myself. And I had one dear old saint of a professor, and I'll never forget this. One day after class, we were walking. He was about 70 at the time. It's about 10 o'clock now, and there I am, this 23-year-old, sprightly young guy with all kinds of energy, just wanted to go, had millions of questions to ask, hounding this poor old dear saint. And I asked him some questions. I don't even know what the question was. I remember this, though. He put down his briefcase, and he just stopped a minute. And he just thought about the answer, and then he spoke. I saw him put down that briefcase. You want to know why he put down that briefcase? Because this man had spent his life in the Word of God, letting that Word change his life and sanctify him so that he had all the time in the world for a 23-year-old buck. Or something like that. But that's what God's Word does, doesn't it? It takes us, it changes us. And when that happens, we become so useful for every good work. Did you get that? Every good work? For every good work. Whether that's obedience, or whether it's a life of faithfulness and service, evangelizing, counseling the saints, you name it, every good work. God's Word does that. Every good work. If there's a work to be done, God's Word equips you and qualifies you for that work. And that's so encouraging. And that's so exciting. And that means, friends, that we should be excited about getting into this Word and studying it and taking it in, right? We want to be used and equipped and qualified for every good work. And that's the first thing that we're looking at. The second thing is this. It's kind of repetitive, but not. It's this. That He also, by His Word, equips you thoroughly for every good work. You say, what's the difference? Well, you know what? You and I can go and we can be about every good work. But the question is, am I going to be able to pull it off? Do I have what it takes to really thoroughly minister and to do the job well? Do you? Well, God's Word says this, that if you are in the Word of God, Allah, verse 16, and letting it shape and affect your life, the answer is absolutely. And the Word of God can so change and transform your life that you are actually able to be thoroughly equipped to do every good work. Thoroughly. Completely. And that's encouraging. Don't you find that encouraging? I find that encouraging. Because sometimes I doubt, you know, do I have what it takes to actually minister? Do you find that when you're talking with people, when you talk to a brother, a sister, you know, do I have enough to really make a difference? Talk to an unbeliever. Do I have what it takes? Can I say enough? Do I have the right words? Do I have all the wisdom to share, to impart, that a person would actually come to a saving faith in Jesus Christ? And the answer is, if you are in the Word of God, and if you are daily being changed by this Word, the answer is yes. Because this Word thoroughly equips you for every good work. And that's an exciting thought. I just want to say this, though. And it's true that God's Word will equip you for every good work. But there's a difference between being equipped and actually doing something about it. Actually performing that good work. Right? While God's Word promises that it will indeed equip us thoroughly, we do have a responsibility. And that is to actually go out and to minister in Jesus' name. Absolutely. And we have all the confidence here this evening that if we will give ourselves to the study of God's Word, and to all of God's Word, that we will be thoroughly equipped for every good work. For every good work. But that every good work also goes back to the all of verse 16. All scriptures God breathed. And that means this. That we've got to know it all. All scripture, every scripture, it says, is God-breathed and profitable. And that means this, that we have got to know this word. And friends, when we know this word, that's when we become thoroughly equipped for every good work. You want to be used by God? You want greater influence? You want to be an agent of change? You want that? Yeah? Well, here's how it happens. God, give me a hunger for your word. God, get me in this word and get me studying this word. And Lord, through that word, qualify me. Thoroughly qualify me for every good work. You know, I think the Father delights to hear that kind of prayer. Is that a prayer that maybe you want to pray tonight? Father, give me that hunger because I want to be used by you. Just get this into my life. I know as I say that, I might be stressing you out because it's such a big book and there's so much to learn. But you know what? It's amazing. Start somewhere. And you'll be amazed that even the little that you take in, God can use. I mean, what if you were to memorize one verse and you put that into your heart, you just hit it away, and the next day someone comes along and you have the verse that they need to hear to come to salvation or to grow in Jesus Christ. One verse. What if we gave ourselves to the deep and probing and penetrating study of the Word of God? What could happen? What could happen? My observation, that the people who get serious about this book and who let this book change their lives are the people that God delights to use. Have you not seen that in your own life? Is that not your observation? Think about the people who have had the greatest influence on your life. Right now, think about those people. Okay? And my bet is without ever meeting that person or those people, that they were people of the book. Am I right? These are people who gave themselves to the study of God's Word. And they've had a big impact on your life. Am I right? Okay. And what I'm arguing tonight is this. God is calling you to be that kind of people. Not just taking it. Not just drinking it in. But doing that for others. Doing it to have a big impact on others. And you know what? I believe that that can happen. I mean, that's why I'm just almost coming apart here. I mean, I'm excited about this. I am jazzed up about this. I really am. Because it can happen. And it can happen to any one of you. And man, I mean, You want to talk about a ride and a trip? It's this. It's just here's what God's Word says, and just seeing God use that to make people's lives so much better. And that can be yours. It can be yours. But it begins here. Giving ourselves to this book. Studying it. Studying it. Here's your homework assignment this week. You know, I can preach all I want. I can be excited all I want. You know, is that going to make a change in your life? Maybe, I don't know. Here's your homework assignment. Here's what I expect you to do for next week. Every day, okay, you're going to the book of Galatians this week, okay? If you get into the book of Galatians, it's really simple. I think there are about five chapters, six. It's about a week long anyway. Take a chapter every day, okay? And read through it. Okay, are you with me? The book of Galatians, every day, take a chapter. Okay? You with me on this? Okay. And I want you, as you read this, to go through it thinking in terms of 2 Timothy 3:16. All Scripture is profitable for doctrine, for teaching, for reproof, for correction, for training in righteousness. And as you go through each chapter, I want you to think in terms of those categories. Okay? Father, what does this teach me? How does this point out what's wrong? How does it point me in the right direction? How does this change and modify my behavior? Okay? Every day, one chapter, right through the book of Galatians. Okay, that's your homework assignment. And when we come back next week, maybe we can talk about it and see what God has done in our lives. You know what I'm doing, don't you? You understand, of course, what I'm about this evening. I'm doing something a little covert. I'm getting you in this Word and studying it. Why? That's right. Because I want you to be useful to God. Okay? And I know that when you do that, you hide this Word in your heart, you will be. And that is exciting. Amen. Let's pray. Father in heaven, we pray that your Word will come alive in our hearts and just lay hold of us and teach us and shape us into great agents of change. And Lord, that this will characterize us here at Living Hope, that wherever we go and whenever we meet together, that your Word will be out and that we will focus on this. And Lord God, that you will just use it to equip us for every thoroughly equip us for every good work. And so do that work, we pray. And we are so thankful in advance for the ways you're going to use us. And we thank you for that in Jesus' name. Amen.